boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
You are not going to believe what I just stumbled across. My third shelf in my old apartment.
That sounds really specific, but also, are you not moving out of that place?
Yeah, I know. So that's the thing is, like, I'm moving out of that old apartment. So it comes with, you know, obviously packing things up and, like, you're starting to, like, slowly have a more clean room and nothing's in that room.
Yeah.
And yesterday I was going through the kitchen and making sure I had, like, all of the, you know, pots and pans and plates and everything was out of all of the cabinets. And the third shelf is too high for me. Most of the time, I can only reach barely the very edge of it.
I saw you on FaceTime once get on a rolly chair to reach it. Uh-huh. So I'm familiar
that I can't reach that.
Yep.
So yesterday, I'm like, okay, well, I want to make sure I'm not leaving anything behind when I move. So I'm going to get on top of the counters. And I'm going to look in at the top of the third shelf to make sure I'm not leaving anything behind. Well, come to find out, I didn't leave anything behind. But the person who lived there before me, they left something behind. And I was living with this for the last 6 months.
Is it moldy? Please tell me it's not moldy.
No, it's not moldy.
Okay, good. What is it?
But there is something weird about it. It's a crinkled up ping pong ball. It's a ping pong ball, but it's all crinkled. And I don't know how to explain it.
Okay.
But it's all crinkled up.
Yeah.
So I don't know if a dog chewed on it or what, but it was a ping pong. I sure as heck wasn't playing with a ping pong ball.
Yeah, beer
right
pong
now.
Gone wrong. It sounds like somebody got upset and crushed it in their hand.
Beer pong gone. That's funny.
That's totally what it was.
I think it was. And then they left the top of, like, Tupperware lid that I've just apparently been living with this whole time, like a lid that doesn't go to any of my Tupperware before, like, at all. So I just threw both of them away. But this isn't the first time that, like, somebody has left something behind.
I can't believe it took you until 6 months out until you realized you had this.
I know, right? But when I lived in college at Kirkwood, I lived with three other roommates, and they all left before me, like, moving out when we were done with school and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they left, every single roommate left something behind, and man, did I score big.
What'd you get, like, furniture?
No, I wish I was that big. Oh. No, but I scored a trash can. Because somebody left
those are expensive.
I know.
That's the jackpot.
I know. I scored a trash can because somebody left that behind. A toaster oven.
Wow.
That had never been used before. And get this, a Keurig machine.
Wow.
Somebody left their Keurig machine. And I was like, well, darn. I'm like, I got to take it now.
Do you still have all those items?
Yes, I do. Of course I do.
But you decided that the ping pong ball and lid wasn't good enough to save.
No.
Darn it.
I'm cleaning up my old apartment because I'm moving out in the next, like, week. And I just scored a crunched up ping pong ball.
The aftermath of angry beer pong. I know it was.
That I know. It's not mine. So it had to have been the person who lived in there before me.
Right.
So I think it was her ping pong ball. So yay. But that was left behind for me that I just now realized when moving out. But have you ever been left behind with something?
Yes. I had a roommate that lived with me before my boyfriend did in my current apartment. And I still feel like every once in a while I'll notice something like, oh, she left that behind.
Ooh.
Sweet. And most of the time I'm happy about it. Like, most recently I was in my, like, cup cabinet, and my old roommate was a big glass stealer from bars in college.
Yeah, okay.
Like, she was the friend that was like, that's a cool cup. I'll put it in my purse. And I found a really cool mason jar from one of our favorite bars that she left behind that I was like, sweet. I'm so glad that I have that now because I didn't steal it because I was too scared.
Yeah, no, same.
Be a no for me. So, yeah, I'll keep you updated because I'm sure I'll find more when I finally move out this summer.
That's kind of cool.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I really enjoy when I stumble across, like, dating advice on TikTok, even though I have no reason to watch it, really, truly. But I like to see what the trends are and what people are doing out in the dating world.
Yeah.
And there's a new trend that I think we should be aware of that is called bless and release.
Ooh.
So, basically, if you are seeing someone and you're like, it's not really working out, what do I do next? Do I ghost them? Do I be honest with them? How do I, like, handle breaking this off? Do I friend zone them? You just do the bless and release. So you wish them well. You are honest with them. Like, hey, this isn't really for me, and I wish you the best. Good luck on the next one. And it's kind of, to me, it gives a little bit Southern, because I feel like you always hear people down south say, oh, bless your heart, you know, which is like,
which is a dig, I feel like.
Well, and the person that I watched a video for about this said it's not as like condescending as that. Uh-huh. 'Cause sometimes it comes off that way. It's more like a really genuine thank you next, but not, again, not condescending, like, ugh, thanks, next. The bless and release is just like, I don't want to waste your time. You don't want to waste my time. I really, truly wish you the best. I'm going to go now. And I think this is great. I think it's really healthy. However, I think if somebody did this to me, I would cry.
Oh, 100%.
Has it ever happened to you where someone's like, yeah, it's just not going to work out?
Yeah. A thousand.
They said that? They didn't just ghost?
Oh, yes. It happened with a guy from Bumble that I was like getting kind of a little bit serious with, and he just said, hey, I just don't, like, one day, it was a Monday, I remember I was getting ready for work, I'm doing my makeup, and just randomly said, hey, I just don't think this is working out anymore, I just don't think we should see each other. And then and then I was like, okay, like, this is super random. And he's like, hey, I wish you the best. And I was like, but this is where is this coming from? Hello? Where did this come from? And then it ended weird, because then I was like, okay, could you have done this in person? Like, why are we doing this over text message? So I got a little sassy with him. I'm not going to lie. And then he was like, should I be concerned that you're going to come to my house? And
what?
I was like, who do you think I am?
Okay, I'm rethinking the bless and release, because I don't know if that was the right move.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
You ever be like hanging out with your partner and they're just trying to be sweet and nice, and you're like, God, you're making me a little bit crazy right now.
Mm-hmm.
I felt a little bit bad last night because I got home from work and walked in, said hey to my boyfriend and gave him a hug. Hey, how was your day? How's it going? What should we do for dinner? And then he did this thing that he knows I don't really like. And I think other people would probably be like, oh, that's sweet. Not me. It makes me crazy. And that is when he touches my face.
What does he do? Like, what does he do? What is he doing? Simba on your forehead.
No.
He's got some dirt and he goes, Simba.
No, I was like sitting over. Can you imagine?
Dude, that's a keeper right there. You should never break up with him.
I think I would allow that. No, I was like sitting next to him and he like put his arm around me and then was like touching my hair or whatever. Because, you know, it's kind of nice to have like your hair played with. And then his hand was like on my face, almost like he was petting me. And I was like, could you please respectfully knock it off? He's like, what? You're being crabby. And I was like, no, I just have makeup that I've been wearing all day. I feel greasy. I feel like I don't know what your hands have been. Mm-hmm. And you're rubbing all this dirt into my face. Like, please just do not touch my face like that. And he just thought I was the biggest crab apple ever. But I feel like I am justified. Like, don't touch my face.
I'm kind of with him. You're being a crab apple, to be quite honest with you.
Stop it right now.
What are you talking about?
If you had a full face.
I got a full face beat right now. Put your hands
if
all over
If I came
me.
Over there and pet your face,
go
you're not
ahead.
Telling me you wouldn't knock me out?
No, you know, I want it. No, you know what I want? I want you to grab my face. I want you to put both hands on both cheeks. Like that. That kind of hurt. Put both of them. I'm going to put both on my cheeks. And I want you to kind of like grab me a little bit, kind of bring me in. I want you to just smoosh all in, get all in there, just love me. I've had a bad day today.
God, we could not be any more different. I'm not a touchy-feely person, but I really don't like when you touch my face, especially at the end of the day when I feel greasy and gross. But Destiny doesn't really mind. I do know, however, there's something that you get super crabby about.
Oh, 100%.
What is it?
I cannot stand when you, and this could be anybody, when people put their hands in my hair or touch my hair. Now, don't get me wrong. I do miss the days of like being in school and they'd do a lice check and they'd go around and oh my God, that felt good.
Okay.
I do miss that. But I don't really like, I don't like people putting their hands in my hair. And the reason for this is because there's so much grease in people's hands, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that gets into your hair, which then eventually makes your hair greasy. And what you should know about me is
you don't wash it.
I hardly ever wash my hair. I have trained my hair. It's taken me a very long time, but I have trained my hair to not need to be washed mm-hmm. like ever. I could go almost a whole month mm-hmm. without washing my hair because I don't let people put hands in my hair. So I hate when they do that. I'm like, because I hardly ever allow myself to touch my own hair.
See, I don't get that. I love like a little head scratch me to sleep at night, like a little chimpanzee.
This is where I would whack you. Get your nasty, greasy hands out of my ungreasy hair right now.
I don't have greasy hands.
There's oils on your hands that will then make my hair oily.
Your hair is probably already oily. It's full of dry shampoo.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Well, anyways, tonight's trivia question is still happening, which has to do with money and debt. Woo! I think I'm the only one who's happy about debt.
Yeah, definitely.
27% of people say they are willing to go into debt to do this. What is it?
I can't wait to find out if it's something I've done.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Last person on the face of the earth who honestly should be talking about money, but here I am.
Yeah, preach. That's very much true.
Talking money for tonight's trivia question. 27% of people say they are willing to go into debt to do this. What is it?
John, and honestly, a lot of people on the text line right now are saying vacation, going on a vacation.
I mean, if it was for Hawaii, yes, because that's like my dream. I would totally go in debt for that one.
Yeah, that's true.
But if it was just to like Ohio,
well, I mean, I don't know about that. Yeah, if it was actually worth it,
it's a little bit different. 1289 said buying your dream home.
Mm.
It's like a little bit over budget. And you're like, oh, but come on, it's got the pool I've always wanted. And
can I come over? That's my dream home. 2840 said starting your own business.
Mm-hmm.
And people always say that. You got to spend money to make money.
That's true.
Somebody really smart said that.
That was not you, though, was it?
It wasn't me. I'm wearing glasses today. I feel extra intelligent. Okay.
But they're not real.
But this intelligence is.
It is.
Oh my God, that was the most cheesiest thing I've ever heard. Okay, moving on.
27% of people say they are willing to go into debt to do this. What is it?
Dear Lord. Getting a new pair of glasses. I don't know. They are expensive, okay?
Really? The glasses?
Yeah, glasses are expensive.
And all of a sudden she wears glasses. She thinks she's Albert Einstein over there.
I am. I am giving very much Albert Einstein today. Thank you very much.
The question tonight, 27% of people are willing to go into debt to do this. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
27% of people are willing to go into debt to spend money on their hair.
Really? I could feel that, honestly.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
I feel like hair is pretty important to me.
That's what I was thinking.
If it didn't look good,
I got to fix it. Ugly. Don't matter if the bank account says $1.
Well, yeah.
We got to do it.
You are not you without good hair.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I feel like I'm looking at the Discovery Channel out there.
What's happening?
I know you're like...
Is there two lions or something? That's no, usually what happens.
Oh, no, 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 no. If there was a lion out there, you wouldn't have known about that a long time ago. No, I know you're not really into like nature and things.
Who said that?
You hate being outside.
You're 100% right.
Well, let me just tell you about the beautiful nature moment that I just saw. We have a lot of birds that hang out near the windows on my side over here. And I saw a bird catch a worm and fly away.
You did not.
I swear to God. I swear to God. He got up, he, she, whoever, flew away, and I saw a worm dangling from its mouth.
There's no... You're making that up.
No, I'm not. Why would I make that up?
That's too good to be true.
Well, he's gone now, so I can't, like, prove myself.
See?
You're just
going
to have to believe me.
No, you made it up.
You're right. It was all a big lie.
No, I don't know.
No, I hope that was a good snack for him, and I hope you never get to see him.
Well, thanks. I kind of was hoping I would get to see it.
No, he's never coming back now.
There's no book on how to adult, so this is the closest thing you're going to get. It's Dear Destiny with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
We get problems of all sorts sent to our email, thosegirls@kzia.com, from life problems, family problems, and then we've got some like today, which is a dating problem.
Mm.
So are you ready to hear what she has to say?
Dear Destiny, I've been in a dating drought for the last 2 years, and I have just finally started putting in some effort into finding someone. My friends really want me to get a nice guy and are trying so hard to set me up with someone. But every single man they set me up with is so wrong for me. What should I do?
Ugh.
I mean, you know what it's like when you're single and your friends are like, you gotta get back out there. And they try to be helpful, and it's just so not.
Yeah. It sounds like they're kind of like, you know, they're trying, but at the end of the day, wasting your time.
Okay, yeah.
So, at least that's kind of what I'm getting. So, I think because they're wasting your time, and it just sounds like it's time and time and time and time again, as this is happening to her, there needs to be some repercussions. You know what I mean?
For who?
Her friends who are setting her up on some poopy dates. You know what I mean? So, so I think what we need to do, send him a little bill.
Ooh.
For your time spent on a poopy date. So, I've got the...
She's got papers in front of her. This is a first.
Oh, I'm taking this one seriously, because I've been on some bad dates. You're going to bill him for...
You're going to bill the friend that set you up on the date.
Yeah, let's pretend, you know, it was you, Taylor, that sent him out on a bad date. So, I would hope that this person who sent in the Dear Destiny... would then bill you, Taylor, time spent on the date. Let's say the date was 3 hours. Let's say you make $18 an hour. Well, then let's rack that up right there. You probably bought a new outfit for this date because most of the time you do. So let's add that cost in there as well. The meal, I don't know, maybe you didn't pay for it, but let's add that in there too. So the cost of the meal as well. You probably went to a fancy restaurant, got some fancy drinks. We'll add that in there as well. You probably did your makeup and your nails to look cute and hot on that date. Let's add that in, even though you probably have had that makeup for a while. Let's just add that into the bill.
Okay.
And potential therapy.
Oh.
That you might need.
Was it a trauma dumper?
Probably. If you went out on a date with me, yeah, there's a big potential of that. So after all of that, yeah, you're gonna send your friend a bill, mm-hmm. which is going to be pretty hefty, and it's going to teach him a lesson to stop sending you a poopy dates. And you know what? Not only did you go on a really bad date, but you... are making money. You're making a profit and you are rich now. Yes, you might be sad and depressed and lonely, but you are rich off of your friends and the poopy dates that they keep sending.
I mean, I gotta say, this is probably the most thought you've put into your advice so far.
Took it very seriously.
And I hope everybody else is taking it just as seriously, because we want to hear from you. How would you deal with your friends really wanting you to find somebody new? They're setting you up on dates, but they are just completely the wrong person. What would you do next?
It's Dear Destiny with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Getting back out there after being single for a long time is tough. And sometimes your friends want to help you out and set you up on dates. It's a lot of fun until it's not fun. because they're setting you up on dates that are completely wrong for you.
Mm-hmm.
That is what a gal wrote into us at thosegirls@kzia.com for, saying like, how do I deal with this? What do I do? What's my next move? And you had quite the idea today.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking they sound like some crappy friends, so you should bill them for their crappy time that they're sending you out on. So that bill would include time spent on the date. So if it was 3 hours and you make $18 an hour, you know what the math is there. Bill them for the new outfit you probably spent on the date. Let's say the meal that you just got on that date and some drinks, makeup, nails, potential therapy that could happen because of the horrible date. I mean, the list goes on and on. I could keep going, but I really don't think you want me to be here that long.
That is quite the itemized list, I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Vanna on our Facebook said, keep trying and you have to kiss a lot of frogs to find your prince.
That's disgusting. Oh. Frogs.
Okay. Tanner, what do you think she should do?
I'd say keep putting yourself out there. It's good just to meet different people. Plus, it's good practice. You go on these dates, even if they're terrible, it kind of prepares you for, you know, when the actual good one will come, and it kind of weeds out all the bad people. At least you find out who you don't want to be with, and I think that can kind of lead you to who you do want to be with.
Here's what's hot and what's not. With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Do you ever see those types of videos on TikToks where people are doing like a story time that you're like, I would never have the confidence to share that on the internet?
But I'm glad you did.
No,
I'm the opposite of you. I think you think that, and then I'm like, God, why didn't I think about posting something like that? You know? Because I got some crazy stories in my life, and I'm like, why do I not share those stories? I should go viral.
Yeah.
We're the opposite.
You've got a point there. Well, the latest thing that I saw was this mom named Emily King who she really embarrassed herself for something that she did. She really was just trying to plan her child's birthday party, and boy, oh boy, did things take a turn.
I just made an Evite for my daughter's first birthday party. And on Evite, it says import contacts. And I thought it meant import to select through. No, it imported all 487 of my contacts and invited them to this birthday party. Not only did it invite my boss, all of my coworkers, all of the people that have ever been stored in my phone, but it sent an invitation based off of how they're stored in my phone. And I want you to just take a second and think about everyone stored in your phone and how they're stored in your phone. Derek Irol, he received an invitation. Jess hit her car in parking lot. I have to quit or get a new identity.
I mean,
wait, what does that mean?
So basically she made some sort of like invite calendar thing that would go straight to their iCloud, and she thought that she was going to be able to select the people, but she hit import contacts, which means it went to everybody. Now when they received that invitation, it showed the name that she had them in her phone.
Oh, dear
under.
Lord. Some people don't need to know what I call you in my phone.
Right. If you have like mean names, or if you have, I don't know, John from Tinder, or like she said, she had somebody, Jess, parentheses, hit her car in the parking lot. Like, think about how many phone contacts you have that are so inappropriately named that you would end up sending a personal invite to.
I know. And I'm thinking about there are some people who have emojis next to their names.
And those are telling.
That I know that I'm like, I don't want them to know the emojis that are next to their names. And then there's one that I just thought of that it's an inside joke. It was way back in like middle school, maybe high school. Do you remember that? Oh man, that movie that was based in Iowa, and it's like all these people get like sick and become almost like zombies or whatever. Based because of the water. God, I can't remember the crazies or something like that.
Okay.
Okay. Well, there's a line where this girl's kind of crazy and she goes, did Peter call? And me and my friend would make fun of that all the time. And so she's in my contact as, did Peter call? So she would get...
When's the last time you talked to her? Would she remember that?
I don't know if she would. That's what I'm... She'd be like, who's Peter and why is he calling? Because I don't think she remembers that.
I think now this just became an experiment and you should try.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I got the absolute worst news that you could get in the middle of the night.
I already hate this. I'm not going to lie, because you, did you get woken up to be told this thing?
I did.
No. It better be like the world is ending if that's the case.
Honestly, yeah, the world was ending. I'm not going to lie, Taylor. The world has ended for me. I got woken up in the middle of the night. I don't know what time, but I'm going to assume between noon.
Noon.
Between midnight and probably 2 a.m.
Okay.
My neighbor man. And he said, hey, you're kind of snoring. Could you, like, stop?
Oh. Okay.
And honestly, that's when the world ended for me, because
you're a hypocrite now.
I know. I hate snorers.
If there's anybody that doesn't trash talk snorers more than you, there's nobody. I can't think of one person.
I cannot stand snorers.
And it was you.
I'm a snorer. That's why I'm telling you the world has ended, Taylor. It has ended. Pigs probably fly now. I don't know.
What'd you do? Did you fall back asleep?
I did.
Or did you sit there and think about what you did?
No, I rolled back over. He said I ended up stopped. I stopped.
Because you were embarrassed.
Lord. Oh my God, I was so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed. I don't want to be a snorer. I hope this was a one-off. I haven't been getting a whole lot of sleep because, you know, moving a lot. Mm-hmm. And I was like, maybe that's the reason why. I don't know. Taylor, I cannot be a snorer.
It sounds like a lot of excuses. And honestly, maybe you have just shared a bed with a bunch of liars before now.
Oh, who told me I wasn't a snorer? Oh my God. Maybe it's coming with old age. I don't know. But I got other bad news this week.
There's more.
Yeah, you thought that was bad. Something else happened this week about my sleeping habits. Apparently, I'm just a freaking nightmare to sleep next to. Putting the bed together, Monday? And neighbor man's like, hey, what's on the pillow? And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, right here, what's all this on the pillow? There's a couple like splotches on the pillow. I'm like, it's nothing. It's nothing. Just ignore it. Put the pillow back on the bed. He's like, no, seriously, what is this? Like, what's going on with the pillow? I'm like, it's nothing. Don't worry about it. He's like, no, but we need to talk about this. What is the splotches? I'm a drooler.
So you have stains on not your pillowcase,
well, thank
the
you
actual
for
pillow.
Out that there's stains.
I just want everybody to picture in their mind.
Stop it! Knock it off.
No pillowcase. There are
there's pillowcases. It's a pillowcase, for the love of God. I'm not that.
No,
disgusting.
I'm saying, but it's soaked through the pillowcase. How serious
no,
we're talking?
No, it's not that serious, but it stained the pillowcase, Taylor. The green pillowcase. It is a green pillowcase, and you can see my disgusting slobbery slob. Ew. Because I do that in the middle. I know I do that. I've done that my whole life. I'm disgusting. I know I am. I don't know how to stop it.
Yeah, you're just like getting exposed and left and right.
I know. I'm disgusting. And now he knows. And I thought I could get away with my whole life with him not knowing that I drool in my sleep. And now I don't look like a beautiful princess.
Well, it sounds like you may never have.
More like two disgraces to the human race in the afternoon.
Pretty much. That was the backup name.
When we were planning the show, they're like, well, if we don't go with those
should
girls.
Should we be honest?
We're like, well, should we be honest or should we go for a nicer name?
For marketing reasons or whatever.
And then they said, well, the one name's too long, so we'll go with those girls in the afternoon.
No, we're disgraces because we're ugly sleepers, basically. And many other reasons.
Yeah, that's just one of the reasons.
Well, you admitted that you got caught snoring, which is hilarious because you hate snorers.
I do. Can't stand them.
And that you also drool, which I am also, you know, guilty of. I feel like when I wake up and I have a little dribble of drool on my pillow, I know that I slept good. So I'm not embarrassed about it. Whatever. What I am embarrassed about is when people who don't normally see me sleep see me doing embarrassing things. So I've been with my boyfriend long enough. He's seen me drool. He's heard me snore. He knows I hog the bed. But another thing that I often do is I will have my mouth wide open. Like
just Ew, you just I don't know, like, for me.
My jaw just like hangs, especially if I fall asleep on the couch for some reason.
Just give up its duty of staying closed.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I clocked out for the day.
Yeah,
I'll come back.
Done.
No wonder you drool. I get it now.
Well, yeah.
I hope I'm not doing that. That might be the reason
why
I'm drooling.
It's when I'm really exhausted. It's not every night by any means, but there are some times that I wake up and I'm like, oh, I know. I just was sleeping
in my
mouth open.
Girl, you are swallowing so many spiders with that thing wide open.
Tell
me
that.
Showed me.
Don't tell me that. Anyways, I've been with my boyfriend long enough that he has seen all of these things. Where I draw the line.
Hold up. I'm sorry. It is a good thing that you and I don't date each other in real life. Because, like, you know what? I would throw something down your mouth. Like, if you had it wide open, I'd be like, well, let's see what we can fit in there. I'd throw a pin down there.
Okay, well, that's childish.
Anyways, go on.
Okay, anyways, so I don't care that my boyfriend sees that. You love me or you leave me at this point. I do all these nasty things in my sleep, okay? But what happened literally within the last, like, 2 weeks where I was like, oh, my God, what's wrong with you? I fell asleep on the couch on a Sunday. I was exhausted. And I had an unlocked jaw moment where I was sleeping with my mouth wide open. Okay?
It just clocked out for the day.
It did. It was a Sunday. I'm just taking the day off.
And he was throwing marshmallows in there.
No.
I'm telling you, it's an opportunity.
Worse than that. I knew that his parents were going to come by to drop off some food for us. And I accidentally fell asleep. So instead of waking me up, he just let his parents into our apartment. And I'm on the couch, mouth wide open. Looking like a fool. So they drop off the food and they're like having to be quiet because I'm dead asleep on the couch. And then they come back later in the night as they're driving through North Liberty again. They're like, yeah, you were knocked out. And I was like, oh my God. I can't believe he didn't wake me up. I was so mad for like 3 days.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm shocked you're even in a relationship. I would have broken up with him for that. Are you kidding me?
If anybody else.
You let them see me at my worst.
And believe me, it is my worst.
Oddly enough, we've been talking a lot about sleep today.
I know. What's with us? Are we tired? Always.
Seriously. But we talked about sleep and how, you know, what are our weird sleeping habits? We both drool. Kind of snore a little bit, all that fun stuff. Now, I want to tell you something that's even crazier is that 72% of people take at least one day off of work a year just to get more sleep.
I've thought about that.
Oh, I've done this before.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. It's been one of those mornings where I wake up and I'm like, I can't do it. I can't do this. It is not good for me to come into the office today. I'm too tired.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to sleep all day. And then you get to be about 5 p.m. and you're like, should I have done that?
Yeah, it's the regret. Or even by like 1:00, once you sleep in to like noon, you're like, oh, shoot. I shouldn't have called in.
But I told him I had a horrible disease of some sort and I couldn't come in.
There's no coming back from that.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.